Good morning, 608 News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. Sun's up, and if you ask me, we're 28 hours away. That's my guess. I think 10 a.m. Friday morning is when that bridge is going to be reopening. There's been a lot of wiggling on this expectation, but the consensus is definitely landing on that morning, late morning, after rush hour is the key, Friday morning to reopen the bridge to two-lane. It's five-lane most of the bridge, but then there's about a half to two-thirds of a mile, 3,000 feet, which technically is just under, 60%, just under three-fifths. But anyway, stretch of the bridge on the hump side of Gulf, between the hump and Pensacola, where it's going to be two lanes only, the rest of it's going to be five lanes, two in each direction plus that middle lane. Joining us now by phone on location, actually, on the Pensacola side at 17th and Bayfront, or what used to be 17th and Bayfront, Public Information Officer for PPD, Mike Wood. Hey, Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you're my eyes on. We had been wondering whether this would be in preparation, because you guys, Skanska has hired off-duty PPD to sit at both ends of the bridge starting right now, right?
Yeah, they want to make sure that people, everybody's aware that the opening is close, and they want to make sure people don't get on the bridge while work is still going on. So they have us at both ends of the bridge today.
So one of our speculations was, if you're there, does that mean that it's reopening today? But you're looking on the scene. Is what you see happening consistent with a today reopening, a tomorrow reopening? Venture a guess. Feel free not to if you want.
Yeah, I don't want to guess on that. I'm no, I don't work for Skanska or anywhere close. But just looking, I can tell you that there's still concrete barriers on Bayfront. There's still barrels and cones and signage everywhere. There's still a porta potty out here. So once all of that stuff gets removed, and I can tell you that we're probably getting pretty close, but it doesn't look like it today. I think we're just here to make sure folks understand not to get on the bridge.
All right. Very good. And yeah, as you say, when the porta potties go, you know, it's time. That's when everything is good. So
yeah, that's a good indication.
Very good. Well, we are looking forward to that. I know that it is very important to keep the bridge open, to not have accidents. Do we know, once it's reopened, is it going to be 30 or 35 in the two-lane section? Have they told you yet?
I haven't been told, but my best guess would it would be as slow as they possibly could do it until people get used to the traffic pattern, the traffic flow, or until the bridge is fully open on both sides.
Very good. Yeah, and also, of course, and I want to just give you a moment to say it, is can you please, in your sternest cop voice, tell people to behave when the bridge is open so that we don't have any accidents closing it down at two lanes?
Well, we hope they do, because the Pensacola Police Department and the Florida Highway Patrol will be on that bridge 24 hours a day to make sure that folks are going the speed limit and doing, anytime you open a new roadway, there could be problems. So we're going to have officers there. The Highway Patrol will be there just to make sure everybody observes the speed limit and are driving safely on this bridge.
Very good. Hey, one of the other things that I wanted to ask you about, Mike, is obviously you're well aware that Quint Studer was hit with a hit and run. He was on his bicycle over on Main Street over the weekend. You guys did an investigation. You were able to find the driver. That's all very good police work. But I know one of the things, I've had several people text me, ask me, kind of the snarky comment is, well, look, they made quick work of this because it was Quint Studer, and he's close with the mayor, and so, would they have been as diligent with an ordinary citizen? And before you answer, I know that that kind of question torques you off. I know that kind of implication will bother cops, but I did want to give you a chance to address it, because I know people have kind of, that you know as well as I do, people are people, so this is the kind of stuff that they say. How would you respond to people who are making that question or claim?
Yeah, that doesn't bother me. That's a fair question. But I can tell you that case was treated just like any other case that we get, hit and run case, and we get them all the time, from serious ones like that one all the way down to dings on parking lots. We have a very good investigator, Officer Brad Button, that looks into every one of these. He looks into them the same. And the difference in this one and several others that never make the news is that there were leads and that there was tips and things like that that ultimately led to the arrest and the location of this vehicle. So this one was not treated any differently by anyone at PPD. It just got a lot more media attention than normal.
Yeah, and look, you say not all of them make the news, but correct me if I'm wrong, you view media and us as a resource to solving the crime, and if we're going to be helpful, then you will publicize it, and if we are not particularly helpful or you don't have enough information to make us helpful, then you don't bother publicizing it, right?
Yeah, you know, there was one down on Palo Fox. It was over a year ago that we ran several times through the media looking for a white pickup truck that hit a person on Palo Fox.
Mm-hmm.
That, too, was a hit and run. And we do ask for the media's help. That's a huge help in solving a lot of these crimes. But we have, like I said, hit and runs, all the time, large ones, you know, with severe injury all the way down to bumps in parking lots that we continuously work and that we solve. And those don't always make the news.
You know, it's interesting. You say it was Brad Budden. Wasn't he the motorcycle cop that got injured a couple of years ago during a funeral procession or an accompaniment? Was that him?
Yeah. How ironic is that? He was on a motorcycle doing a funeral escort and was struck by a vehicle and was seriously injured and was out for several months. And this was not a hit and run. The lady stopped.
Right.
But it's the same officer. He does wonderful work. And he stayed on this case, and again, like he does any other case, as long as there's leads, you don't let go.
Right.
And there was lead after lead on this case.
Well, that's good news. And it's kind of like you say, it's ironic or fitting or whatever you want to call it, that a guy who was injured in a traffic incident winds up being the lead investigator on these kinds of traffic incidents. Mike Woodhe is our public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. And by the way, we have a special treat. The reason we're talking to Mike now instead of later is because the officer who rescued those folks over at Johnson Beach a couple weeks ago is actually going to join us at 7:35 this morning. We're really looking forward to talking to him because he's a hero and it's going to be a lot of fun. He's also the SRO over at Pensacola High School. So, Mike, thank you so much for the input early this morning. Thanks also for allowing us to speak with Officer Giorgio later on this morning. I appreciate it, sir.
Yes, sir. He's humble, and he was hesitant at first, but he's going to talk to you today, and hope folks tune in and listen to that.